On Thursday, a special media event was held to highlight the economic impact of the Arkansas River Waterway in Oklahoma on agriculture in the entire region. Not just Oklahoma, but neighboring states as well. One of those that was on the program, Phil Gutterman, the location manager for Gavilon Grain. He's in charge of the grain efforts there at the port of Catoosa.
And you're based here at Catoosa?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Been down here since 2005.
Now, Gavilon's got several facilities here in the state of Oklahoma, including right here at Catoosa. Tell me a little bit about the operation.
Well, we mainly bring in truck and rail, wheat, beans, and a little bit of Milo. And then we'll load out, I'd say, about 98% of it on barge to go down to the Gulf of Mexico. We have two facilities, one that holds 4 million bushels, and then our other facility, a newer facility on the east side, which holds about 1.5 million bushels.
Give me a little bit of the feel of the territory that you're actually serving.
Basically, Oklahoma, southeast Kansas, southwest Missouri, and then a little bit of Arkansas.
Now, you know, when you think about this particular facility, why is it important in the overall strategy of getting grains down to the Gulf?
Well, this is the furthest inland waterway, so we can access grain from that from the Midwest to go directly onto barge. So this is the quickest way to get grain down to the Gulf.
Would you say that a majority of the grain probably you're handling is hard red winter wheat then?
I would say, right now it's hard red wheat, but here in about a month it'll be soybeans. We're expecting a pretty good sized soybean crop.
You know, when you start looking at the options that farmers have, how valuable is this port, do you think, for the farmers that you serve as a part of their overall, you know, ability to market successfully?
It's very valuable. It gives the farmer another place to go with their grain. It gives us another market, closer market to him, to where they can access the river and go down to the Gulf.
A lot of talk here at this event that it's kind of a two-way street, that you bring obviously the grain in from the country, but a lot of fertilizer comes out from this port as well.
That is correct. We move quite a few trucks a day out of here, fertilizer, to go to the different co-ops in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and even up towards as far north as South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Colorado.
So good reach, obviously.
Yes, very, very good reach.
Okay. Busier time, one time busier than another, really, for you, or is it kind of consistent all year?
I'd say right now through about the end of November is going to be our busy time. We started in the middle of June with wheat harvest, dumping trucks and quite a few rail cars. And then it'll somewhat slow down through September and then pick up again with trucks and rail cars coming in for soybean harvest.
Location manager for Gavilon Grain at the Port of Catoosa, Phil Gutterman. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.